My God isn't finished yet. If he did it before, he can do it again. So I'll trust him with what comes next. Cause my hindsight says I can count on this. My God isn't finished yet.
Welcome to Discoverland and Quest Online. My name is Libby and this is Kayla. Okay, Libby, which one of these crowns would you pick? Like, if you had to choose one, what do you think?
I think I'd definitely go with this gold one because, you know, that one just looks like a regular paper crown someone just cut up when they were born. And then this one, it's nice and gold. It has, like, some nice jewels on it.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, but check this out, okay? So the crowns here, there's two different crowns, and actually this one here, this one represents who God chose in our story today to be king, because look at this. Wait, are you ready? Hold on.
I'm ready.
So let's see if this works, okay? We got a little bit of a trick here. Look at this. Look, there's actually hearts all over this crown. Hold on, I need a little bit more paint here. Hold on.
That's way cooler than this.
Yeah, look, they're magic. You couldn't even tell, and look at them.
I had no idea.
Yeah, see, you know, in our story today, we're going to talk about how things aren't always what they seem. You know, we look at the outside, we just see what it looks like, but God sees our hearts. He sees what's on the inside. He sees what we don't always see at first.
Yeah, so we've been learning about how Samuel and how God used him and spoke to him. And today we're going to hear in God's big story about how God used Samuel to choose the next king for his people and how it wasn't the person Samuel expected. So let's pray before we get into today's part of God's big story. God, thank you for seeing us for who we really are on the inside and for loving us so much that you sent Jesus to be our king forever. Thank you that you have chosen each one of these kids to have a special part in your big story. Help us see others the way that you see them and to love them the way you do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Okay. Today, Livy, I'm going to need your help with our story because we've got some like motions and sound effects and props, okay? And you guys can follow along with us, okay?
All right.
So when we hear the word king or kings, we are going to use the trumpet, okay? So kind of maybe you could make a trumpet noise, right? A little trumpet sound effect. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, perfect, okay? All right. Now, when we hear the word heart, you guys at home can place both hands over your heart, right? And can you do a little tap? Like, good. Okay. And when you hear the word anoint, we're going to pretend to pour this pitcher of water, right? And we hear that sound of just drip, 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 drip of water, right? Okay. So let's get started. Okay. So during Samuel's life, God spoke to him and helped him lead the Israelites. Samuel was a good leader. And as a prophet, right, a messenger of God, and a judge, Samuel helped guide the Israelites back to God. And he protected them from their enemies, the Philistines. But despite all of this, the Israelites saw all the other nations around them who were led by kings. Yeah.
Da-da-da.
Not judges. They wanted a king
Da-da-da.
For them. So God called Samuel to anoint their very first king, right? Saul. Saul led the Israelites for many years, but over time, Saul's heart began to turn away from God. So God decided it was time to choose a new king, a king who would follow God with his whole heart.
So God spoke to Samuel and told him, "Go to Jesse in Bethlehem. I've chosen one of his sons to be king."
Da-da-da-da.
Samuel was nervous about how Saul would react to this news. He wondered, what if Saul hears about this? He might try to kill me. But God had a plan. God told him, take a young cow as a sacrifice to the Lord and tell Bethlehem's leaders that's what you're doing. God also told Samuel, invite Jesse to the sacrifice as well, and I will show you what to do. You must anoint.
Right, we gotta pour the water.
Yeah. The one I point out to you.
Samuel did what God told him to do. He was obedient. And when he arrived in Bethlehem, he prepared to offer the sacrifice and invited Jesse and his sons to join him. When Jesse and his sons arrived, Samuel saw his firstborn son named Eliab. Samuel saw how tall and how handsome Eliab was and thought, God must want to anoint him, right? But God told Samuel, Don't get distracted by his appearance. I don't look what's on the outside of a person. I look at what's in a person's heart, right? So then Jesse began to bring each one of his sons to Samuel, and Samuel waited for God to point out which one of the sons he was going to anoint. So next, Jesse brought Abinadab, then Shema, and total, Jesse brought seven of his sons to Samuel. But none of them were chosen by God to be Israel's new king.
Still, Samuel knew God had sent him to anoint the new king. So he asked Jesse, "Are these all your sons?" Jesse replied, "My youngest son isn't here. He's still taking care of the sheep." Samuel had Jesse bring his youngest son, David, to him. When David arrived, God pointed him out to Samuel. "Anoint him." This is the one, God told Samuel. Samuel got up and took the oil and anointed David in front of his family, and God was with David from that day forward.
God didn't look at whether David was the oldest or the strongest. He knew David would be a king who would serve God with his whole heart. He would lead the people well, and most importantly, he would repent when he disobeyed God. God wanted David to be a king because God looks at our hearts, right?
Samuel used oil to anoint David as the new king. Anointing is a spiritual act in which someone pours oil over the head of someone else to symbolize that person being set apart as special to God. It was sometimes used by God to choose someone for his work, to symbolize protection or healing, or to symbolize God's work in a person.
Samuel used oil to anoint David because he was chosen by God and set apart for a special job, being the king of Israel. He wasn't yet another soldier or a hero. He was just a regular shepherd boy who was chosen by God for a special job.
And you are special to God too. He sees you, he sees your heart, and you are special to him. Let's pray that God will help us remember the way he sees us and that he will help us to see others the way he does. Open your whole heart to him today because he sees your heart and he loves you.
All right, so now we're going to pour the oil into the water. And as you watch the reaction of the oil and the water, think about the oil that was used to anoint David as king. Consider how God sees your heart. And as you watch the oil float to the top of the water, let it be a reminder of how our prayers rise to God.
All right, so let's pray together. God, thank you for seeing us, knowing us, and choosing us. Help us to remember how you see our hearts and help us open our whole hearts to you. Speak to us today and help us hear from you and live for you. We love you so much. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
God speaks to his people because he loves them. Now let's hold out our hands to receive the blessing. And remember, a blessing is just a reminder of something that is true. May you hear God speak to you as you read his word in the Bible. May his words remind you that he loves you and that he came to save you.